My dad ran Moore's Store, which was an auto supply store. And I worked for him when I was in high school. And at the end of the day, we would balance the books and count the money in the cash register and make sure it matched the numbers that were in the cash register. And then we would pack up all the receipts for the day's sales, put them in a denim bag. The receipts for the sales of the day we took up and hung on the postal rail up next to the railroad. When the train came through going to Newark, we'd pick it off the mail rail.
You know, any mail that they had to be delivered, why they just pitched it out on the ground, somebody gathered up.
And that was the day's mail in and out?
Yeah.
Like for the whole town?
Yeah, they'd throw a bag out on the ground to come to our town, and they'd pick up the one that were going out.
That was
never slow down, they'd keep right on going.
That was at the same time that there was a tower. There was a watchman,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and the gates would come down. They were still wooden gates like they have out on
Locust
Street. Gates would come down, and there was a tower, and a watchman was always in that tower.
The guy up in the tower actually pumped the gates down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That, and you had to be very careful because there was two tracks there, and a lot of times there'd be trains going mm-hmm. both directions. Yeah. 60 miles an hour
maybe
through there.
Before one was completely through, another one was coming,
yeah.
and
right.
people would try to get across before it was time to go across.
There's only one set of tracks there now.
Yes. That also was when the passenger trains still stopped. There was a lot of passenger trains stopping, especially if it was like at fair time or something was going on, because a lot of people came into the Coshocton County Fair yep. and came by train.
That train came from to come to the fair. It started, one of them started at Wheeling, and it came all the way through to Coshocton just to go to Coshocton Fair from Wheeling.
Huh.
And there would be 15,000 to 20,000 people come on the train. Most of the time, well, one of the times when it got to Isleta, there was 200 people at Isleta wanting on the train. And they didn't have any room for it. So they come to Coshocton, unloaded the train, they backed up to Isleta and picked up the people at Isleta and West Lafayette. There was 450 people came down just those two places.
When Dwight Eisenhower ran for president, was elected, Dick Nixon was the vice presidential candidate, and he came to town, and they stopped the train in the middle of Main Street at noon or about noon, and everybody closed the store and walked up to hear him speak off the back end of the train. At least my dad and I did, and there was a lot of other people there too.